Now, our Dow futures are a little bit higher, S&P a little bit lower, NASDAQ unchanged. This is Bill Cooper, passionate about my business, and I think my place is a great place for your business. I'm at 410-828-5252. Thank you, and good morning.
Sean and Frank, this is what you've been waiting for. Talk Radio 680.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We have repeatedly told you about the effort of unions to expand their membership through the use of card check, which is still out there, by the way. Here in Baltimore City, a city councilman wants to require that construction jobs and contracts worth more than $5 million with the city would be required to first seek workers from local union halls and only open the hiring pool to others after two business days. This is ostensibly being done to affect the unemployment figures in Baltimore City. But rest assured, this is about expanding union membership. Joining us now from the Associated Builders and Contractors Baltimore chapter is Mike Henderson. Good morning, Mike.
Sean and Frank, how you doing?
Doing fine. So your reaction to this proposal by Councilman Henry?
Well, I have several. I mean, the first one is, man, this is discriminatory. I mean, when you got 8 out of 10 construction workers to have chosen not to belong to a union, how could it be anything but discriminatory? The other thing that just strikes me is that what they're telling people, they're going out and telling people, hey, if you want to protect Baltimore City jobs, you've got to get behind this bill. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense on any level. Unfortunately, they're not going a whole lot deeper than that. And they're telling constituents to call into the city council and telling them to say, hey, vote for this bill because I'll get a job out of it. It's deceitful, and we're just hoping that we get the message out to enough people so they can see what this is really all about.
You know, it's interesting. I think I read a statistic in one of these articles that apparently it's also going to have an adverse effect on minority contractors because 85% of them are non-union.
Well, it's even more than that. The statistics are you've got 13% of the construction workforce in Baltimore is union. 87%. So that means 87% of the workers out there are non-union. But on the minority side, it's even more dramatic. When you look at the number of minority business enterprises, MBE contractors, it's easily 90%. It could be as much as 95%. I know all the minority union contractors in Baltimore. You can pretty much count them on one hand.
So what that's going to do then, if you don't have rank-and-file union members in Baltimore City to hire, then you got to go to surrounding counties and perhaps even states.
Well, I mean, the unions do not have enough people in the city to meet all the city jobs. I mean, this is just one of many instances where they are being disingenuous on the merits of this bill. They're saying, you know, we want to protect city jobs. And their inference is that only union members who live in the city are going to do Baltimore City jobs. I can tell you right now, they can't even come close to meeting this need. So, you know, Bill Henry's bill, it's going to be a great bill for union workers in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Delaware, but they're going to shut out Baltimore City residents from being able to work on projects in the city in which they live and pay taxes.
Mike, this is Frank Luber. I mean, this is just another attempt to, I think, unionize more workers. It's a power play of sorts. But what concerns me as much as this is something that already is, etched in stone here in this state. That is the prevailing wage, which basically means that if you're a non-union contractor, you're going to have to come up and pay the union wages, the prevailing union wages. So in these tough economic times, you would think that the state might want to take another look at the prevailing wage, so that they could cut costs.
Well, prevailing wage, that's another whole other topic. That's, you said that's etched in stone. That is a sacred cow. There's nothing is going to be moved on the prevailing wage issue. One of the things the unions are saying and the proponents of this bill are saying on this project labor agreement is if we need a project labor agreement to protect, make sure that people working our jobs in the city are getting decent wages and decent benefits. Prevailing wage law has already created a level playing field. So union and non-union are already making the same wages and getting the same benefits. So again, they just throw this thing, these things out there because it's so esoteric, it's so convoluted. The average citizen doesn't know about prevailing wage law. They don't know about, they don't realize that unions represent fewer than 15% of the workers. So, you know, on the surface, it sounds really good.
Well, and obviously they're trying to you know, appeal to the residents of the city here, as if we've got your best interest at heart. And you know, the truth is, you know, again, and it's all about expanding union membership.
Well, the one thing I want to, you know, the idea that they just want to expand union membership, I'm not sure I buy into that.
Really?
Well, the reality is that, you know, construction unemployment is kind of high right now. It's
really like 27%.
It's at least 25% right now. So the last thing the unions want right now are more people in the union hiring hall. Union jobs are given out by seniority. So if they have more people in the hall, they have more unemployment. So what their goal is, they want to get everybody in the union. Understandably, they want to get everybody in the union hiring hall. They want to get them to work. But not just the Baltimore union hiring hall. As I already said, there aren't enough union members in Baltimore to do all this work.
So yeah, but isn't the case, it's only if they increase their membership, and this is why they want to do card check and so many other things, then they'll be able to feed at the federal trough, and the federal government is going to come in and take care of them.
Right, and thank goodness card check is on the back burner right now.
Yeah.
Congress has got its hands full with too many other things right now. Card check would just, you know, it's tough enough with health care and everything else they're trying to pass right now. So fortunately, that's kind of derailed the card check threat.
All right, so Mike, what should our listeners do? I mean,
if you're in Baltimore City, they should contact their city councilman. We've had a lot of people from the city contact. We've had a lot of people from the county contact, and they really don't want to hear from people in the county. They want to hear from people in the city.
Mm. But they'll hire from the people in the county if they have to.
What's that?
They'll hire from people in the county if they have to, based if this law passes.
Well, I guaranteed you're going to get union members from the county, but not just Baltimore County. You're going to have to get union members from out of state.
Right, and that's going to drive up the cost as well.
Well, guaranteed, project labor agreements increase the cost of construction. They will argue this until they're blue in the face. But the bottom line is, if unions were competitive on construction, there would be no such thing as project labor agreements. The very fact that project labor agreements exist is a concession on their part that they can't be competitive, that it is more expensive. It's anywhere between, in an area like Baltimore, it could be 20-25% higher to build with a project labor agreement. Because you have fewer union contractors competing for the work. And whenever you have less competition, prices go up.
All right. Mike Henderson, Associated Builders and Contractors, Baltimore Chapter, thanks for the appearing on the program this morning, and hopefully we can get this this bill killed.
Well, hey, thanks very much for bringing this issue to light.
No problem, Mike Henderson. All right, it's 8:47, 13 before the hour, time for traffic and weather first, and once again, here is Chuck Whitaker with
the
update.
Thank you, Sean. Morning, everybody. Brought to you as a service of College Manor in Lutherville. We're looking at 95 and Russell Street, 395. The overall volumes are still heavy both directions on 95, but you do find all the lanes open. Southbound 895 on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Could see a minor accident on the shoulder that might hold us up just a bit right around Lombard Street. So